Wake up, come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. We bless your name, oh God. Father, you are so worthy. Father, we bless your name this morning. Father, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise. I will bless. I will bless. I will bless the Lord. Come on now. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will bless. I will empower God to empower me. I will bless the Lord. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, Ishita. Come on, somebody. Come on now, grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. I just want to get everybody up in here just to receive this word of encouragement. Come on, somebody. Father, right now, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, I declare and decree right now, who as this word goes forth, Lord God, that your sons, our glory, are going to walk straight into a blessing. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this morning. Good morning, Quinteros. Ah, glory, Chet and Martha. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Just begin to magnify him. Come on now. Father, David said, ah, glory. He said it right here. He said, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will. I set my will to bless the Lord. Okay. See, you don't believe me. Come on, let's go here. Psalms 34. Come on. Psalms 34. And let's go here. Just so that way I can prove it to you. Come on. Come on, somebody. Don't you listen. I'm gonna go. Listen, you give me, see what time. Give me 6 minutes and I'm gonna bless you and I'm gonna let you get on your way. But see, But the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God Elohim, he begins, he's in the middle, and everything ends with the Word. Now listen, what you got to understand is that when God says, in the beginning was the Word, he wasn't talking about letters on a page. Okay, oh, see, he shot. Woo, okay, I'm gonna mess with some people's theology, okay, this morning. Glory. But let's go ahead and let's get started. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says that those that receive him, the word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God. Now listen, I promise you, I'm gonna go back and prove to you that his name is the Word. Before he had an earthly ministry name of Jesus, his name is and was and will always be the Word of God. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Doug and Donna. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, somebody better bless him. Come on, Father, I thank you, Lord God, right now. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, let's go to the word. Grab your Bibles. Now the Bible says to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. See what happened right there was all of heaven just came to attention. Oh my God. Hey, why? Because you only blow the trumpet in Zion for two reasons. One, to sound a warning because trouble is on its way, or to announce, to get people's attention, to announce that the voice of God is getting ready to speak. Good morning, Missy Peace. Okay, so I said, first of all, David said, Psalms 34, David said in verse 1, how glory is shot. Come on now. Woo, someone type, I receive it. Come on now, type it right now. Come on, type it right now. I receive it. Come on now, get it, get it, get it, get it. I receive it. Come on now. Ha ha. Amen and amen. Come on now. Okay, Psalms 34. Good morning, Corey. All right, Psalms 34 says, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, he departed. He said, I will bless the Lord. Come on now. At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, here's the key. Now, listen, here's why we're going to prosper today. Here's why we're going to walk in healing, and you're going to, healing is going to affect your whole body. Here's why peace is going to surpass all understanding. Here's why joy, unspeakable joy, is going to be activated in your life when you should be going crazy. Why? Because when you begin to praise God, two things happen. One, the Bible says in Psalms 22, God inhabits the praise of his people. Woo! He comes down and he gets in your praise with you. But two, the Bible also says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when you begin to understand that, when you begin to magnify, when you begin to bless and praise the Lord, okay, God comes down and gets involved in your situation because your praise gives him permission. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. See, when you begin to praise God, your praise is your permission to God to get involved in your situation. Oh, my God. Woo! Your praise invites God to come to where you are. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. See, look. Verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his what? His name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, my God. So when you understand that your praise gives God's permission. It activates the power of God. It activates his intervention in your in and on your behalf, because praise opens up the gates of heaven. Woo, my God, we got to stop right there, because I don't want to get off topic, because we are in this set time. We are getting ready this weekend to celebrate the feast of the Lord, the first feast of this season. Okay, the first feast of this season, high glory, is the feast of Passover. It's got, and I remember, in God's kingdom, the kingdom of God is based on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Good morning. So when you understand that, when you come into his presence, when, listen, because these Moedim, these feasts, are God declared, created divine appointments to come visit with him, because you cannot receive from God until you come to where he is. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of who? Those who diligently seek or chase after him. Faith is not for things. Your faith is to please God. And you can only please God by chasing after him, running after him, finding out where he is on your path of purpose. Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. So this Sunday, April 28th, we're going to be going through what is called a Passover Seder. I'm going through just a little bit of a mini one, not a full thing. Amen. But we're going to go through what they did when God brought them out of Egypt, because God says to come and remember. Remember this unto all generations when I brought you out of bondage. Just because you were not with Moses doesn't mean you don't need to be delivered from bondage. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Come on now. Someone type, I'm delivered. Come on right now. Type, I'm delivered right now. Woo, come on now. So now. Now, let's go here, because I got to, okay, Psalms 102. We got to get here. We got to get here. Woo, Psalms 102. Oh, my God. This is why this is so important. This is why God said to do it. Psalms 102, Verse 13, he says, you shall arise and have what? Mercy upon Zion. Listen, he has to give us mercy first, because you and I and God both know that we didn't do everything right. We didn't do everything that God told us to do when he told us to do it. Listen, delayed obedience is still disobedience. So we need to allow his times and seasons of these divine appointments, what is called set times, okay? Moadims, these appointed times, so that way he can cleanse us, okay? Everything in God's kingdom works by spirit first, then in the natural. Let's go here. Psalms 102, verse 13. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Here we go. The set time for the Moadim, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time. Now, present tense is come. This state of being verb is present tense. So right now, see, when you, now listen, thank you, Dr. Williams, amen, great man of God. When you come into his presence, when he tells you to come into it in his presence, because when he, listen, these feasts is when God the Father comes down and personally sets the appointment to meet with you. Okay, you don't believe me. Okay, real quick, Exodus chapter 3. See, I got to show you in the Word, because the Bible says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay, Exodus chapter 3. Then we'll go to Exodus chapter 12, and I think we're going to end right there, because I got to go. Y'all going to get me in trouble. Amen. Here we go. Come on now, someone type, it is so. Come on now. Exodus chapter 3. Look at verse 4. And the Lord God saw that he turned to see this burning bush, and he called out to Moses, and Moses said, here I am. And God said, draw not hither, take the shoes off your feet, for the place where your feet are is a little up, where the place, take off your shoes from thy feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Excuse me. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here's how we know it just wasn't an angel, because he said, I am the God. He's talking about the I am. Oh my God. I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look upon God. God never told him to turn his face away. When God comes into your presence, when God comes down, he wants to talk to you face to face. You don't have to turn your face away from God. You're his son. Someone type, I'm his son. It is so. Ladies, you know when I say son, it has nothing to do with gender, but you were created and you came out of God. You are the divine ones. You are the divine offspring of Elohim. Now, he says in verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, and I have heard their what? Cry. Oh, come on now. I heard their cry. Woo! By the reason of their taskmaster, and I know their sorrow. And I am come down. The I am has come down to do what? Deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. The Egyptians and Egypt represent bondage, slavery, woo, and servants. Okay, God didn't create servants. He created sons. He created children. This is why he said we are the children of the Most High. So God didn't create servants, slaves. Come on now. Let's get past the surface and let's get to the revelation that God created us in his image and after his likeness. So if I'm created in his image and after his likeness, I'm a little G, I'm a little God, according to Psalms 82 and John chapter 10, verse 10. Come on, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Now go to verse chapter 12, amen. Woo, come on, you're gonna get this today. Exodus chapter 12, see? Exodus chapter 12. Look at verse 14. And this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep a feast unto the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by commandment, by ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. This is why it's called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And it's also called the Feast of Passover. Why is it called Passover? Oh, in verse, I think it's 20-something. Oh, okay. Here we go. Verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to to smite the Egyptians. And when I see the blood, he said, take the blood from the sacrifice. When I see the blood upon the lintel and the doorpost, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer you to be destroyed. Woo! And you shall observe this thing by ordinance forever. And it shall come to pass when you come into the land that I promised, you shall keep this service. Woo, my God. Verse 27, and your children shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. Come on, somebody. Woo! Now, I know what you're saying. Y'all saying, oh, my God, but that's Old Testament, prophet. I'm a New Testament believer. Well, let's go to the New Testament, and then we're going to give. We're going to sow our seed and bless the Lord. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. First Corinthians chapter 5. I'm about to put my foot on the devil's neck right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Woo, here we go. Verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven. Leaven in the Bible represents sin. Leaven, it was also another word for yeast. So this is why it's called unleavened bread. So it was bread that they made in haste because they didn't have time to let it rise, okay? Purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. He said, listen, if the first part is holy, then the whole lump is holy. This is why you are holy, you are righteous, and you are the righteousness of God, because God makes you holy. Woo! Because when Moses stood on the holy ground, the ground, because God was standing on it, made Moses holy. Woo, my God, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. This proves Christ Jesus is, this is why when he hung on the cross, he became our Passover sacrificial lamb, because he was crucified right at the beginning of the Feast of Passover. We got to stop right there. Listen, grab your Bibles, grab your word, because when I show, I've shown you the word. Now let's sow the seed into the word. So that way we can receive the activity, the actions from the word. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. If you cannot get a harvest without seed. So listen, it's right there on the screen. You can use the New Beginning seed of 8888. I want you to challenge yourself. Some of you have never given the 8888 or the 18888. Maybe you have given that, and maybe it's time for you to sow the 2024 seed, which is $224 or $2,024, because that represents the season of 2024, which he said this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. Some of you have been believing God for a new beginning, a freshness, a newness, but you have to sow seed while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. So you'll get the harvest of new beginnings when you sow the new beginning seed. Woo! When you sow the 2024 seed. Father, I thank you. As they sow the seed, you said, while the earth remains, harvest will continue. I declare and decree perpetual, continual harvest. If Father, as they sow into the website and into the Zelle of the ministry, Father, I thank you that you said that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. But Father, as they sow into me, the prophet, with my cash out, you said that when you bring your first fruit to the priest, that the priest shall declare that the blessing shall remain in your house. Ezekiel 44:30. I prophesy right now, the 100-fold, the 60-fold, the 30-fold, to rest and remain. I declare that right now, Lord God, peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we destroy the seeds of fear, doubt, and unbelief, anxiousness, and worry. And Father, we cover it with the blood, and we call forth joy, peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. You said that you'll keep them in perfect peace if their mind is stayed on you. Father, I declare and decree as they sow the seed, it is so in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in this morning. Please don't forget that this Sunday, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, we'll be doing our Passover celebration. Amen. So listen, sow the seed, reap your harvest. Watch what God does. Before the end of the day, watch what God turns around in your life. Be blessed.